Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Vikas Gupta, Senior Director of Product Management at GlobalFoundries, focused on silicon photonics and ancillary technologies. Vikas has close to 30 years of semiconductor experience with TI, Xilinx, AMD, GlobalFoundries, POET Technologies, and back to GlobalFoundries. Welcome to the podcast, Vikas.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
Question I usually ask is, what originally brought you to semiconductors? Do you have a story you can share with us?
Sure. I came to this country in 1992 to study at the University of Texas at Austin and do my master's. And semiconductors at that time was a relatively new field, more focused on compound semiconductors. Silicon at that time was sort of a relatively new technology, but it showed a lot of promise compared to compound semiconductors, and that is what sort of attracted me to this field.
Oh, interesting. And what brought you back to GlobalFoundries?
So I've been working at POET Technologies. So I started off at GlobalFoundries. It took sort of a break because my manager ended up becoming the CEO of POET Technologies, and sort of I left the company with him. After several years, it seems like GlobalFoundries has sort of pivoted away and has started focusing on silicon photonics as a foundry service rather than a product. And it was sort of a startup within a larger company, and the opportunity to sort of participate in a growing field was what attracted me back to GlobalFoundries.
Yeah, photonics is a pretty big topic on SemiWiki and in the industry. So in your opinion, or your view, how is silicon photonics technology being utilized to meet the networking demands of GPUs and data centers?
So if you really look at data centers, the more traditional approach to data centers, it's being sort of racks of compute, memory, and storage with these large ASICs sitting on the top, the top of rack switches. These top of rack switches, the aggregate bandwidth has sort of been doubling every 2 years. I would say, 51.2 terabit switches are available now. And then within 2 years, we should be able to see 102.4 terabit switches. So this aggregate, bandwidth increase every 2 years has sort of been driving this move from electronics to photonics in terms of networking. However, also with this growth of generative AI, there's sort of a new network that has come into play, which is server to server. So if you really think about top of rack being a north to south sort of network, this is sort of an east to west network. And in addition to all of the features that are required from photonic networking, just in terms of high speed and low power, this east west networking has added in things like low latency, high radix count to be able to connect multiple GPUs together. And that's where you can see silicon photonics as a technology starting to shine, because it meets, sort of checks off all of the boxes in terms of, low power, low latency, the ability to have high radix count and to be scalable.
Okay, so in relation to AI machine learning, what specific functions does silicon photonics fill?
Okay, so if you really think about AI systems, what you can sort of break it down into, large amounts of memory, a compute function, and the ability to connect the memory to the compute. So let's talk about that as a memory interface. And then the ability to connect compute to compute systems, and let's call that the network interface. So, in this sort of system, you can see silicon photonics can play a role in two areas. One is the compute, and the other part is the interconnect or the network. Now, over the last two decades, I would say, microelectronics-based compute chips have increased their computational performance by about 60,000x, while the interconnect bandwidth has increased only by 30x. So while photonics has a role to play in the compute. The need of the hour today is around the networking. And that's where right now the focus of silicon photonics usage has been, you know, again, sort of to repeat what I said before, you know, the ability to have low power, low latency, high speed, high radix count networks. That is what is needed by for today. Now, when we talk about silicon photonics, let's start with photonics in general. Photonics as a technology has been around in terms of pluggable form factor, but a typical pluggable form factor based, you know, optical interface consumes about 30 picojoules per bit. It is the ability of silicon photonics to be packaged differently in a co-packaged form factor, where you can start seeing lower power consumption down to even less than 5 picojoules per bit. And this is where, you know, silicon photonics becomes sort of a turning point.
Okay. Can you provide me insights into the GlobalFoundries photonics and what sets it apart from other technologies?
At a very basic level, you can think of it as, you know, the GF photonics technology is a 300 millimeter, so we use 300 millimeter wafers. It's a monolithic technology in that we have integrated both the photonics function and the a 45 RF CMOS class function all on one, you know, one wafer. But that's sort of that's a very simplistic approach to sort of the uniqueness of GF photonics. What we've done at GF is basically rethought how we approach photonics. So to be able to understand that, you have to take a step back and think about how, you know, how photonics has traditionally been designed. So initially, you know, photonics started off with discrete components all placed in a hermetically sealed sort of gold box. The next click up of integration was, you know, companies going to foundries, looking for custom technologies for the devices that they, you know, photonic devices that they wanted to manufacture. But at GlobalFoundries, we realized that's not a scalable proposition because of the fact that, you know, for foundries to survive, you need to have volumes. You need to have something that is scalable. And so with GF Photonics, what we have tried to do is try to create a sort of a platform photonics technology that has is extremely feature-rich. So we've sort of understood with respect to photonic components and electronic circuits that are relevant for photonics. And that is what we've offered as part of our technology. Now, in addition to the technology, we also offer a fairly advanced PDK that sort of mimics an environment that most microelectronics designers would sort of see in terms of trying to do design, you know, based on symbols, schematics, you know, layout, and then, you know, checkers associated with that, and the ability to simulate both the electronics and photonics. So on a basic level, you can talk about it, the monolithic technology with both photonics and electronics, but we've also thought about, you know, photonics in a very different way to make this, you know, a more scalable technology, a more design-friendly technology to be able to get, you know, faster time to market.
And so what are the real challenges organizations are facing when scaling up and implementing advanced Gen AI applications?
So the biggest challenge right now, I would say, is the fact that every generation of GPT, which is this transformer model of, you know, large language model, the number of parameters is sort of growing, you know, whether you call it exponentially or logarithmically. You know, GPT-3 had billions of parameters, GPT-4 had trillions of parameters. And as these sort of models become larger and larger, the memory requirements will also increase. So actually, to store the intermediate states of these calculations, the number, you know, the amount of memory that is required is multiple times the number of parameters that are included in these sort of GPT models. So at some point, you know, we're going to run into this sort of memory wall where, you know, the memory bandwidth, the memory size is going to limit the about, you know, the capability of the compute. And so that is sort of the problem. You know, the networking I already mentioned before, and then over that, the memory wall. So both of these sort of limitations have the ability to limit or, you know, these are the challenges that need to be addressed as part of organizations as they are getting into the Gen AI applications.
And how does GlobalFoundries Photonics portfolio specifically address these types of obstacles and contribute to the progress of AI development?
As stated earlier, GF Photonics as a technology, as we have sort of built it from ground up, we wanted to make it as flexible as possible to allow our customers to be able to get their innovation through design of photonic systems. So we do have customers that have been able to design coarse wave division multiplexing systems along with dense wave division multiplexing systems. Now, the reason that is important is because wave division multiplexing systems are required to address this network bandwidth issue. Now, with the GF photonics technology, and the flexibility that it provides, the next click up would be to be able to get, different sort of compute architectures such as disaggregated and pooled memory systems addressing cache coherency and address the memory limitations as I talked about in the generative AI models as they sort of continue to grow in size. Now, the next click above in terms of platforms is also think of, the GPUs which are interconnected with fibers. And now you can place all of that on, reticle stitched platforms. So GF Photonics as a technology also has opened up this sort of the ability to create optical interposers. So in the traditional sense, when we talk about interposers, these are electrical systems that, there are multiple, almost reticle sized chips that are stitched together with electrical connections. What GF Photonics allows you to do is also add in an optical component, so an optical network or optical interconnect on top of this sort of electrical system. So again, part of GF Photonics as a technology is the ability to be creative with these platforms to address system level challenges that are pervasive in this industry.
Okay, last question. So looking ahead, what advancements can we anticipate in silicon photonics and what is in the works regarding GlobalFoundries roadmap?
Sure. So, as I'd mentioned, the systems, this need for higher and higher bandwidth is going to persist. And GF Photonics has the capability of sort of scaling along with the industry. So, as I'd mentioned before, we've taken this approach where we've created this sort of base platform of photonics, and we will continue to build on top of it. And so we will put higher bandwidth components on the same platform, and that includes both electronics and the photonics. We're working towards higher beachfront density in terms of fiber interconnect. The next click up is also we realize at some point silicon as a material, active material, may run out of steam. And at that point, we may need to have, different materials like things from lithium niobate or BTO that need to be integrated along with photonics, silicon-based photonics. So those are sort of the technology components that, you should expect to see going in the future. Now, while we talk about the technology, we also need to be, aware of the fact that the industry needs repairable solutions. So whether they are socketized or detachable, fiber solutions, those are things that we are looking into. And then from a design capability, we want to make things easier and easier for designers to design to. So we are looking into sort of expanding our ecosystem, working very closely with EDA vendors, and sort of improving our simulation capability to get things first time right. So it's not just the technology piece of it, it is also the ability for our customers to be able to design these systems in a more microelectronics-like environment.
Oh, great. Well, thank you very much for your time. Silicon photonics is definitely a big interest in the industry right now. And so it would be nice to talk to you again later on in the year and, get an update.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you for the opportunity.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.